This is the Tiger 102.75.
The acting US ambassador has met with Phuket's vice governor to discuss long-term tourism and environment issues whilst visiting the island yesterday. Peter Hayman, the acting US ambassador, visited Phuket Provincial Hall yesterday. In welcoming the ambassador, the vice governor said the ambassador is interested in Phuket as it's an international tourist city where many Americans visit. More and more tourists are visiting Phuket every year, so how is Phuket being managed in relation to the environment and safety aspects? Chargé d'Affaires Hayman said we're thankful that Phuket's been taking care of Americans with good safety. More than 1 million American tourists are visiting Thailand every year at the moment, and many come to Phuket. The NCPO yesterday lifted restrictions on political activities that have been in effect since the May 2014 military coup. This lifts a previous prohibition on political parties holding meetings or organising political activities. The cancelled restrictions include the ban on political gatherings of five or more people. As a result of yesterday's announcement, election campaigning can start from January the 2nd once the royal decree on the general elections is issued. This all follows an announcement made by PM Prayut Chan-o-cha back on December the 7th that the poll will definitely be held on February the 24th. And in a move to tackle the issue of overpriced medicines and treatment, the commerce industry has garnered cooperation from 100 private hospitals nationwide to reveal the prices they charge for 1,000 medicines and some key medical treatments. These prices will be displayed in the hospital's own websites as well as a central website. The information, which will allow consumers to compare prices, will be released on April the 13th as a Songkran gift to the public. Critics say that some private hospitals are charging 60 to 400 times more for some medicines. For instance, a vitamin B complex shot, which costs just 1.5 baht at a state hospital, can cost up to 600 baht at a private hospital. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha is ordering the Finance Ministry to look into reports about people pretending to be poor to benefit from the state's welfare scheme intended for low-income earners. He said he was aware of possible abuses of the system by ineligible applicants and instructed the Finance Ministry, which is responsible for the program, to investigate. The PM's move comes as rage boiled over on social media after a woman posted a photo of a welfare card and 500 baht in cash. The government's New Year giveaway, despite the fact she was shown wearing a gold necklace and also appeared to own a fancy car. The PM said her benefits would be recalled if it was proven she had fraudulently applied for the state handouts. Uncertainty still lingers over whether political parties can begin election campaigns, even though the regime has lifted its prohibition on political activities. Despite the lift, political parties have opted to stay on the safe side by avoiding any election campaigning until January the 2nd, when a royal decree calling for the February 24th election of MPs will be published in the Royal Gazette. Whilst the Deputy PM yesterday said the political parties may now engage in all kinds of political activities, the EC chairman said he could not tell if political parties can engage in election campaigning and first has to study the regime's latest order allowing parties to conduct political activities. But Deputy PM Wisanu Kriyanam says parties are no longer required to obtain permission from the NCPO to hold meetings or appear on stage to address the public. And the MRT's Purple Line Southern Extension in Bangkok and the Phuket Light Rail are expected to seek approval from the Public-Private Partnership Committee early next year before they proceed under the Fast Track Scheme. Phuket's provincial mass transit plan includes a 58-kilometre light rail worth 39.4 billion baht. It'll run from Phang Nga to the existing Chulong Circle intersection via the airport and Phuket Town. The MRTA will build the first phase from Phuket Airport to Chulong Circle with 24 stations worth 30 billion baht.